Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairden Christian Center in Fairden, New Jersey. And this week we're doing something a little different. We're looking at patriotism in the United States. It's a hot topic when you've got NFL football players bending their – I don't even know what they're bending their knee for. I don't know what it is that they're trying to say other than they just want to show disrespect for the country and disrespect for the flag and disrespect for the national anthem. I really don't get it. I don't know if they know what they're trying to say. Are they trying to say that there's inequality, injustice, that people, you know, that is such – there is justice for those who obey the law. You disobey the law, you're going to go to court, and if – there is a penalty, a sentence attached to that disobedience, you're going to go to prison. You say, well, we got to do something to change that. Well, the thing to do to change it is teach people to obey the law. If the law is unjust, then we have representatives at the state level. We have representatives at the national level. Elect good people to office who will go in and take an unjust law, if it exists, and change it. But you don't go around breaking the law, because lawlessness does not come from God. Lawlessness comes from Satan. He is the father of rebellion, the father of lawlessness. Now, if this country was a bad country, I mean, if it was like Venezuela is today, or like North Korea, where the people are being starved to death, then the people have a right for justice, and they have a right to rise up against that. But is that what America is? America that taxes the people that work and makes sure that people who can't work has some kind of financial aid coming in? America is not letting its people starve to death. There might be hunger in this country, but it's not because caring Americans don't do things to help or because our government doesn't do things to help. There's all kinds of programs, state, federal, to help people who are struggling. And that money doesn't just come out of thin air. Well, maybe it does. But people who are hardworking people, people who love their families, love their country, they're taxed. And that tax money goes to bring relief. And I am for that relief. But at the same time, the Bible says, if a man will not work, neither shall he eat. John Smith ran smack dab into that in Jamestown. Had a bunch of people wouldn't work. They just wanted to eat and do what they wanted to do. They ran out of food. Nobody wanted to plant a garden. And he said, put a lock on the storehouse. And if the people won't go out, if they won't work, they're not going to eat. Same thing happened to the Pilgrims up in New England. They held everything in common. Said, well, we're just going to go out and we're going to together plant a garden. And then when the harvest comes in, we'll share it all equally. Well, what'd they find out? Some people worked real hard. Other people wouldn't work. Finally, the head of the colony said, this isn't working. We're going to divide the land up into parcels, give every man his own parcel, and whatever he grows on that parcel, that's going to be his and his family's. And guess what? Everybody started working. It's just a principle. And I don't know how we have lost it. And so you and I, as citizens of this country, we have to understand that the principles that are found in the Bible work. And when people do what the Bible says to do, things are good. There's justice. Oh, I've been reading through the Old Testament again and came through Exodus and we're into Leviticus and how God said, don't you be partial in your justice. Don't give a poor man a break just because he's poor. But at the same time, don't pervert justice on behalf because he's poor. And the same with a wealthy man. Don't give him a break because he's wealthy. See, because justice has to be impartially dealt out. And you cannot have justice without truth, and you cannot have ultimate truth, absolute truth, without Almighty God, who is the giver of that truth, who is truth himself. You and I as Christians are the only place where this knowledge is. And so you're going to have to speak out. You're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to fill yourself with the knowledge of God's word so that when you talk with people, when you're standing in the coffee line or you're standing in the grocery store line and you hear things that are said that are just ridiculous, you're going to have to be there in a loving way to reprove that nonsense, because most people have never been taught the absolute truths that create the justice that we all want and deserve because they've come out of the public school system. And the public school system is not teaching it. So you and I are the bastions, the depository of that truth which made this country great. You need to know how important you are. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You are his hand-pointed, hand-picked, before the foundation of the world, ambassador. You are in a kingdom. You have a king. His name is Jesus. And you have been appointed as an ambassador of that kingdom. Now are we ambassadors, it says in 1 Corinthians 5, 2 Corinthians 5. So step up to the plate, take a stand. One of the things that you can do is if you have children, is you get them into a school where they're going to be taught the truth so that their minds aren't all messed up. Might cost you a few bucks, but how much is a lawyer going to cost you when they're 18 and they've gone out and got themselves into big trouble because they didn't believe there's any right or wrong? Whole lot cheaper, whole lot better to put them into a Christian environment. Well, I've been enjoying this week, been looking at this book about patriotism and the flag. And there's a poem here called "The Flag That Has Never Known Defeat." On history's crimson pages, high up on the roll of fame, the story of old glory burns in deathless words of flame. 'Twas cradled in war's blinding smoke amid the roar of guns. Its lullabies were battle cries, the shouts of freedom's sons. It is the old red, white, and blue, proud emblem of the free. It is the flag that floats above our land of liberty. Then greet it when you meet it. Boys, the flag that waves on high, and hats off all along the line when freedom's flag goes by. This still happens. In a little town that I grew up in, out in Princeton, Missouri, they have something called Calamity Jane Day. There was a lady by the name of Martha Canary that went west and became the companion of Wild Bill Hickok, and her name was Calamity Jane. She was born in Princeton, where I'm from. So every October they have, it's in September now, they have Calamity Jane Day, but it's just a time for the town to get together, and they have big parade, and they have ice cream socials and drama presentations, and it's a nice time. And so when the flag goes by, what is said in this poem happens. Then greet it when you meet it. Boys, the flag that waves on high, and hats off all along the line when freedom's flag goes by. I still get goosebumps when you watch the Olympics and an American wins and mounts that podium and they raise the flag and they play the national anthem. I know we've had people at the Olympics that have disrespected it. And the amazing thing to me is they're disrespecting the flag and the anthem of the country that gave them the opportunity to be standing on that podium. gave them the opportunity to be able to train and to get themselves ready, and now they're disrespecting it. It makes no sense to me. You've got multi-million dollar athletes that have been brought up through a public school system that many times they didn't pay for at all through taxes. They went to a college or university that they probably didn't have to pay for. And now they are in multi-million dollar positions of honor and respect, and they don't want to respect the nation that gave them those privileges. I'll never understand that. Never. Ever. Remember this. If you know Jesus, you know freedom. Know Jesus, no freedom.